Howdy friends, this is Matthew Sewell, and you're listening to episode 94 of the Popecast, A History of the Papacy, the only podcast about popes where you'll find non-boring stories on the successors of St. Peter, and a reminder that all the world's problems have happened plenty of times before. Now before we get things kicked off, two quick things for you. First, we've officially reached our first patron goal over at Patreon, so we'll be doing a live Q&A exclusive just for patrons here soon. And although we'll release that later as an episode of the show, it will only have some of the content. So if you'd like to get in on that action, to submit questions, and also to not miss the whole thing, not miss that great event, be sure to visit patreon.com/thepopecast to sign up or click the link to it in the description. So once again, that's patreon.com/thepopecast. Also, check out our other papal history project, Today in Papal History, which is safe to say is the fastest growing, most popular email newsletter about papal history anywhere in the known universe. So don't miss out on that either. You can sign up for that at popes.substack.com, popes.substack.com. Thanks to everyone, as always, for listening, and now on to the show. Well, first it was Peter, then it was Linus, and then it was this guy. This week on the Popecast, it's the second successor of St. Peter, the third pope ever, Pope St. Cletus. Pope Cletus, also known as Pope Anacletus, was literally the third bishop of Rome in the history of the entire Catholic Church, having reigned for 12 years at the end of the first century AD. Now, as you might imagine, given that Cletus was pope literally almost 2,000 years ago, an abundance of information on his life and times there is not. But there's still a fair bit about him that is interesting to know, not least of which is his proximity to the man who, as tradition and verifiable history show, Jesus Christ chose to lead his growing group of followers after his death and resurrection. So St. Cletus followed Pope St. Linus, who had followed St. Peter, obviously, around 77 or 79 AD. The dates are a little loose given how early it is. But at any rate, he served, as mentioned, for about a dozen years before dying sometime in the early 90s. He was thought to have been 66 or 67 years old when he died, which meant that he was born very close to the death of Jesus Christ himself, and thus the beginning of St. Peter's ministry. And given that Peter is still considered the longest serving pope at 34 to 38 years thereabouts, it's hardly out of the question to think that Cletus knew Peter, and perhaps even knew him well. Now, admittedly, that latter portion is all speculation, lost to history and not going to be known to us for certain until we reach the next life, but this much is true. St. Cletus is a pivotal figure solely because he ruled over the young church while at least one of the apostles still walked the earth. I love just sitting that for a minute. St. John the Evangelist, for sure, was still alive when St. Cletus was reigning as the third pope. So St. John, the beloved disciple, right, and author of one of the four Gospels, may have even outlived Cletus since he died somewhere around the turn of the second century. And heck, the Gospel of John itself may not have even been finished before Cletus went to his eternal reward. But at any rate, Cletus's place in the order was disputed for some time. Some thought he was number four. One historical work even thought that Cletus and Anacletus were two different dudes, but he can be definitively identified at number three, after Linus and before St. Clement I. And that's all thanks to St. Irenaeus, the second century bishop of Lyon in what is now France. Now, Irenaeus listed out the correct order of the bishops of Rome from Peter up to his own shepherd right around the end of the second century there, and he did so with a bit of a flourish. So he said that following Peter, quote, the blessed apostles then, having founded and built up the church, committed into the hands of Linus the office of the episcopate. Of this Linus, Paul makes mention in the epistles to Timothy. To him succeeded Anacletus, and after him in the third place from the apostles, Clement was allotted the bishopric. This man, as he had seen the blessed apostles and had been conversant with them, might be said to have the preaching of the apostles still echoing in his ears and their traditions before his eyes. Nor was he alone in this, for there were many still remaining who had received instructions from the apostles. End quote. Now, in terms of his actual papacy, very little is known for certain. about Pope St. Cletus. However, we do at least know that he was the one who initially divided up the city of Rome into its first 25 parishes and did ordain a number of priests, obviously more than likely plenty to serve those parishes and beyond. So parishes being geographic regions for communities of Christians throughout the city. And then we also read from St. Eusebius of Caesarea, writing in the 4th century, that Cletus died during the reign of the Roman Emperor Domitian and was likely martyred as a result, like so many of the bishops of Rome who would follow him in the centuries to come. And following his death, St. Cletus was interred next to his two predecessors, Peter and Linus, on the Vatican Hill in Rome, where St. Peter's Basilica now sits. Interestingly enough, although Cletus himself has been, for the most part, an obscure pope, he is nonetheless more familiar than you might think, at least his name is. Now, for centuries, dating back at least to the 7th century and Pope St. Gregory the Great, Cletus' name has been invoked at the Catholic Mass during the Roman Canon, the oldest Eucharistic prayer used in the Roman Rite. Prior to the consecration, you'll hear the priest pray at one point, quote, "In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysognus, John and Paul, Cosmas, and Damian, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Through Christ our Lord, amen." End quote. And we've, of course, mentioned this on prior episodes a few times, because, as some may remember, Linus, Clement, Sixtus, and Cornelius, in addition to Cletus, obviously, are all among the early popes, and 4 of the 5 mentioned in the Roman canon we've now covered on the show. So Sixtus the First is the, of course, last of the 5, so I'm sure we'll cover him before too long. But next time you hear that at Mass, you'll now know. It was this St. Cletus, the third pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Cletus also crops up throughout history in Dante's Divine Comedy, and he's depicted then in the Heaven of the Fixed Stars, as it's called, alongside St. Peter and several other early popes, apparently lamenting the state of the papacy as Dante was writing that great work. St. Cletus' feast day has always been celebrated on April 26th, but for several centuries, he actually also had another one, the Feast of St. Anacletus, on July 13th. Now, this, of course, naturally caused some confusion and was likely just as a result a remnant of the centuries-old error that considered there to be two men, one Cletus and one Anacletus. And I guess we should mention the source for that is that the root, the meaning of the name Cletus and Anacletus are loosely both meaning blameless. So at any rate, for what that's worth. But in 1960, Pope St. John the 23rd was the one who decreed that the July 13th feast day be removed in favor of the sole feast for this third pope to be celebrated on April 26th going forward under the correct name of St. Cletus. So a little bit of trivia there. And one last bit of trivia. Last little fun fact, for some historical context, this has really nothing to do with Christianity. Maybe there's Christians in this town, but I'm sure you're all familiar with the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. So the one that famously buried, right, the ancient and wealthy Roman city of Pompeii in southwestern Italy. Well, that happened in all likelihood soon after Cletus became pope in late 79 AD. So a little fun fact for you there to close things up. But that about does it for the story of Pope St. Cletus, the second successor of St. Peter, the third pope ever. Of course, if you haven't already, please leave us a rating and a review over at iTunes. We really appreciate you guys listening and the listenership growing. So if you're new to the Popecast, or if you've just been meaning to and you haven't gotten around to it, please leave a review and a rating over at iTunes or Spotify. Of course, just really helps new listeners to find the show. Plus, if you post a review or email us your thoughts, matt@thepopecast.fm, we always like to read those out on the air with your permission to give you a thanks and a shout out. And again, last quick reminder, if you'd like to support our efforts here, if you want to make sure to be there for the Q&A, the live event for our patrons, be sure to head on over to patreon.com/thepopecast. And on that note, a big shout out to Timothy, our newest patron. So as we head out today, let us give thanks for the life of Pope St. Cletus, lost to history though it is, and ask for his intercession. And above all, never forget, these are strange times we live in, but they are no stranger than in ages past. Until next time.